Hey everyone, this is Aaron Kicker from Always Acoustic on the line with David Faber from Faber Drive. How you doing, David?
Doing really good, man. Really good. Just hanging out, eating here at Summit Pukes. Don't worry though, I'm just getting the grilled chicken wrap.
Alright, yeah, we want to eat healthy now. David, you had a memorable May between jamming your finger into Colin's hand to the incident with the paramedics. How are you doing health-wise?
Right now I'm doing really good. I started jogging and everything. I used to jog quite a bit there, and then after the broken finger and around that paramedic thing there, I was kind of just slacking. I think I was just drinking too much booze and just overdoing some stuff, and so got a little bit of a spook there. But now things are quite a bit better. Yesterday I did a 5 kilometer jog, and that went really good. And then 2 days before that, I did a 5 kilometer jog. I've been just trying to build up and get my stamina back here. So I'm feeling really good. My broken finger is pretty much 100% now. It's a little bit sore sometimes, but I've been playing a lot of guitar again, so it's feeling pretty good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I don't think I could run like as far as you could, so I'm not a very good runner. I'm out of shape, man. But so what is the proper pronunciation of Faber Drive? Is it pronounced Faber Drive?
Yeah, just Faber Drive, yeah.
Okay, cool. How did Faber Drive get discovered?
Basically, we were in Vancouver trying to build up ourselves and doing local shows and doing some songwriting and stuff. And I ended up getting a hold of Nickelback producer, who is Joey Moy. Uh-huh. Basically, I bugged him for about 6 months, sending him acoustic songs online. And finally, after around 6 months, he called me back, and he's like, "Dude, I'm loving the acoustic stuff you're sending. Let's hook up." He's like, "Come to the studio," which is Chad Kruger's studio, and he's like, "Let's work on a couple songs." And so that's pretty much how that happened, with getting with a good producer. And then everything kind of snowballed from there. We ended up winning a big competition in Vancouver called Sea Fox Seeds, which is an annual competition, which Nickelback has won in the past, as well as Theory of a Dead Man and Default. So it was pretty exciting for us. We got first place, and from winning first place, we got a chance to open for Nickelback in Victoria in front of 5,000 fans. So that was our first taste of a semi-stadium show, which was pretty cool. And then everything just kind of snowballed from there. Like in Canada, we're going on to our fourth single right now. Mm-hmm. A song called Sleepless Nights, and we're doing our fourth video for that song as well, coming up here in the near future, couple weeks.
All right, that sounds good. So I really enjoy Faber Drive's debut album, 7 Second Surgery. Who came up with the name of the album?
That is actually, that's a bit of a story there, too. We were thinking of band names because we were originally just called Faber, and our lawyer strongly suggested that we change our name from Faber to something else because there was a bunch of other bands. Uh-huh. That had been called Faber in the UK, I believe, and then in the US as well. And they were just smaller bands, but he was saying that, you know, if we ever went on to sell, you know, a couple million records or started making some money, they'd try to sue us because they had the name before us.
Right.
And so we were thinking of band names, and one of the band names we had was 7 Second Surgery, and we decided that that would be a better album name than a band name. So we just changed our name to Faber Drive and named the album 7 Second Surgery, and that's how we got the name.
Okay, sounds cool. So there's no hidden meaning about 7 Second Surgery then?
There is a bit. It's kind of like a slap in the face to anybody who says, "Oh, you know, you guys aren't anything, or you guys aren't going to stick around." It's basically saying we are whatever you say we are, sort of like the Eminem tune. I am whatever you say I am, in the sense of we're calling ourselves a quick fix. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, it's we're just saying it out of irony, sort of thing. So it's basically just a slap in the face to anybody who says, "Oh, you guys are just a flash in the pan."
So do you plan on releasing any of those acoustic demos, like on iTunes or anything?
Yeah, we definitely want it. We got a couple that we have a song called Again, which is an acoustic sort of. It was the original Sleepless Nights. Uh-huh. There's another song called It Ends, which is the original Tongue Tied. Before we got into the studio and rewrote with Chad Kruger. And then we've got another one that I've been working on. There's actually a demo of it on our MySpace page, myspace.com/favoritedrive. A new one that I've just been writing over the last couple months, and it's called By Your Side. And that one will hopefully be on the next album as well.
Do you have a title for the next album?
No, we do not yet.
So you just got that one song, and you're still writing others then?
Yeah, we got lots of other songs we're working on, but we're also kind of working on a side project band. It's called Badass Mustache, so we're pretty excited about that, too.
All right, that sounds cool. So you handle majority of the songwriting, then?
What's that?
So you handle a majority of the songwriting for Favorite Drive?
Yeah, I usually write the verses and the choruses. I'll come up with like the verse chorus type of idea, and then I'll bring it to the band, and we'll kind of tweak it out from there. However, it looks like our bass player Cricket, he's got a really cool faster song that he's been working on, and we're probably gonna put that on the next album. And then our guitar player Dave Hensley, he also did some of the writing on the first album. He wrote most of the lyrics in the chorus for Sleepless Nights, and he wrote the song Time Bomb, and I just tweaked it out, helped him get the melodies and some of the lyrics in that song.
Okay. I noticed that Favorite Drive has released additional music videos on iTunes Canada, like When I'm With You and Tongue Tied. When will the band release them on iTunes US?
Well, that is something we're not too sure when that'll happen. We're hoping in the near future, but we're not too sure when that'll happen.
Yeah, I know. I saw him on there, and I started to watch a couple clips, from When I'm With You and I think Tongue Tied, and I'm like, man, I want to get those videos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, I'm a big iTunes video guy.
Cool, man. Yeah, we're pretty excited about those videos. The Tongue Tied went to number one, actually, in Canada, which was pretty exciting, and then When I'm With You, still on the charts. So they both did really well for us, and our director, actually, his name's Colin Minahan. He's a great guy, does a good job, really good job. He's only he just had his 23rd birthday, so he's doing really, really good up here in Canada and making some killer videos.
Well, congratulations on Tongue Tied, and When I'm With You.
Thanks, Paul. Really appreciate it.
I read online that Tongue Tied was co-written by Chad Kruger and produced by Brian Howes. What was it like working with Chad and Brian?
Oh, that was a great experience. Really, really cool. There was lots of good memories set in the brain from working with Chad and Brian as well. I remember one specific night we were at Chad's house for New Year's Eve, and Chad and our drummer Red Bull got in a little bit of a shot for shot. Chad's like, let's do shot for shot, not drinking shots, like actually punching shots. And Red's like, no man, I don't want to punch you. And Chad's like, come on. So they're both in Chad's pool, and Chad convinces Red to punch Chad in the face, and so Red's like, okay. So he winds up and cracks Chad, and Chad's like, oh, dude, you almost knocked my teeth out, and he didn't think that Red was going to hit him that hard.
Wow.
So Chad winds up, boom, smokes Red back, but he had all of his rings on, and Red ended up getting stitches. I think he got 4 or 5 stitches. His lips were all cut up. It was pretty funny.
I guess that will be a Happy New Year's. I didn't have to remember then, huh? You guys remember that forever, then.
that's not gonna be forgotten.
I don't think so. Originally, Sleepless, Never Let Her Go, started as a confession to a loved one, but changed into a song about domestic abuse. Do you feel this is the most powerful song Favorite Drive has written to date?
Yes, I would say that is the most powerful song, definitely. What happened was we were on the road, and we were just in a beat-up old piece of shit 70s bus, and it had fumes and mold in there. It was disgusting. And we we tried to clean it, but it just wouldn't work. And we wrote the chorus for Sleepless Nights on that bus when the engine's flaring and the fumes are all in the bus. It was just disgusting in there. But I was sitting there and I was just singing a melody, and Hensley comes up. He's like, "What is that? Is that yours?" And I'm like, "Yeah, man, I'm just fooling around." And he's like, "We gotta write lyrics for that." So me and him basically just sat down in the bus there and wrote the lyrics for Sleepless Nights on like a track across Canada. And then we came back, so it was basically put yourself in her position. It was basically just kind of about, you know, a love song. And then I was in the studio and I started singing the chorus, recording the chorus with Joey Moy upstairs. And Cricket, Hindley, and Red Bull, and Brian Howes all went downstairs and they started writing lyrics for Sleepless Nights for the verses. They came up in like 15 minutes later and they had written all the verses, and I was just blown away. It gave me chills because, you know, you think it's a love song, but it's totally not a love song. It's about, you know, making the best of life, and it's basically about a kid talking to his dad, trying to talk some sense into his dad and saying, if I was big enough, you know, I'd put you in your position and let you know, you know, that this is the best thing you've ever had and you shouldn't be screwing this up.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was a love song too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Favorite Drive has toured in Canada with bands like MXPX and of course Nickelback. Also starting in August, Favorite Drive will be touring with Simple Plan and All American Rejects. What other bands or musicians would Favorite Drive be interested in touring with?
There's so many. U2 is like my all-time favorite band. I would just love to tour with those guys. Love the guys at Def Leppard, like the music. Those are some bigger bands that would be great to tour with. I mean, we love all the punk stuff too. MXPX, Green Day, even NoFX. Who else is there? The Cars. Those guys are just awesome. I don't even know if they're touring anymore. Striper would be a wicked band to tour with too.
What about Hinder?
Hinder, oh yeah, dude, man, we would love to tour with Hinder. They're really good friends of ours. We're under the same management, which is it's called VLand Management, and our manager, his name's Chief, and he's just an awesome dude. Really, really hard worker, like super positive. Always, whenever I call him stressing out about something, he's always just happy and puts a positive spin on stuff.
Yeah, when I talk to him, he sounds pretty cool, too.
Yeah, so, he's really cool.
So what other bands or musicians inspire Favorite Drive?
Inspirations. Definitely Chad Kroeger is a huge inspiration. Nickelback, Chad Kroeger. He, basically, you know, between Chad and Joey Moy and Brian Howes, we learned how to write songs. I mean, we kind of knew how to write them before, but it only solidified our songwriting working with them. Just look up to him so much in the sense of songwriting, and, you know, he's just a great dude. And also Bono, like, because Bono from U2, he does more than music, you know. He's out trying to make a difference in the world and just using his celebrity status to actually try to do something good instead of just writing songs. Now he's realizing that he can use his power to make a difference in the world, and, you know, AIDS in Africa and all the world crises. It's pretty crazy.
Right. Well, Favorite Drive opened for Nickelback in Victoria before an audience of, did you say 5,000 or is it 10,000?
Somewhere in there. I think there's different papers say different things. I think there's some papers that say 50,000, some say 10,000, some say 500.
Oh. So what was the band's reaction in Victoria when you guys played for an audience that size?
What was our reaction?
Yeah. Just
It was crazy, actually, because I remember specifically going out for sound check, and in the sound check, there was all these industry people in the crowd. There was, like, Ralph James, who's the biggest booking agent in Canada, as well as Jeff Crabe, who's our booking agent, and these guys were in the crowd. There was record companies in the crowd. There was, like, Chad was, you know, there was no crowd, really. It was just a bunch of people standing in the audience in this empty stadium watching us do sound check. And it was the shittiest sound check ever. Like, I think my voice was cracking. Like, we were playing wrong notes. We sounded like shit. And we were so stressed out. And then I was like, oh, man, this is not going to go good. We came back, like, when it was our turn to go on stage and open the show. We went on the stage, and we sang a song, an old song that I don't even think we've ever recorded. It's a song called Everything. And there's a part in there where I get the crowd to sing back. And, like, so I'm sitting there singing the song. We break down. I start getting the crowd, whoa, I sing my line. And then I wait for the crowd to sing it back. And it was freaking so loud when they sang it back that we were just, like, sent chills down our spine. It was really, really encouraging to play in a stadium like that and have the crowd singing along and just loving us. It was really, really weird because we did not expect that, especially after having such a shitty sound check.
Right. Well, I guess it worked out for the best then, huh?
Yeah, man, it was really, really cool.
What was the band's reaction when you guys won for Best New Hot AC Band of the Year at the 2008 Canadian Radio Music Awards?
Oh, that was another. That was totally unexpected. We were actually hanging out backstage and drinking some wine and having a couple brews, and we're just there just to, you know, hang out and schmooze, and all of a sudden they're like, Favorite Drive wins, and we were like, what? So we totally were not ready for it. So we went out there and started quoting lines from Anchorman, like, and Talladega Nights. We're like, what do we do with our hands? And we're putting our hands in the air, and we're just kind of cracking jokes, and we said thank you to everybody who's ever helped us and our record company and stuff. But that was really unexpected. We were really excited to get that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
After Faber Drive's last tour date on September 9th, 2008 in Winnipeg, what's next for Faber Drive?
We've got the big tour across Canada. That's what you just said?
Yeah, like after that. And obviously you said you're starting to work on a little bit of the album, but what are you going to do like right after you guys tour?
Yeah, right after we tour, we're just into album mode. We're going to start work on the next album, recording, hitting into pre-production. We're going to be doing some co-writing with Arnold Lanny, who did a lot of the co-writing for Simple Plan's albums. He's a great dude. We're doing that. We're going to be doing some stuff with Joey Moy. And we're trying to get with Howard Benton, so there's a lot of stuff for the next album, a lot of ideas we have down. We've probably got about 15 song ideas for the next album already, and we just want to start getting them recorded, and really excited about that.
Cool. Is Faber Drive very personal with their fans by reading or responding to MySpace emails or comments?
Yes, we are. I kind of stay away from it because I'm just so busy with writing songs, and I do a lot of the other business stuff. Like, I'm in contact with management and the booking and all that stuff. So I'm really hands-on with that, whereas the other guys, we have Dave Hensley does a lot of the MySpace.
All right, well, final question. Is Faber Drive planning on touring the U.S. anytime soon?
Yes, we are hoping to start doing some touring in the U.S. We don't have anything in stone yet, but we're hoping to get down there and crack the states wide open, and really excited about the states. Every time we've gone, like, we did a big radio promo thing in the states last summer and fall, and that was a lot of fun. Like, we love America. Everybody down there was a lot nicer than I think the rest of the world seems to portray. Like, it was just, everybody was super friendly, super outgoing, and super accepting of us, so that was really cool.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, they'll look forward to, you know, hearing your music, too, because, I mean, that album, 7 Second Surgery, is a good album.
So, you know, thank you. Yeah, I think that's probably part of it, too.
So, all right, well, thanks a lot, David, and I hope to see you guys soon.
All right, bro, thank you very much.
All right, man, thanks. Talk to you later, bro.
All right, okay, bye.